There was a well-known chumrah from the Chofetz Chaim regarding the mitzvah of Baal Ta'acher, which presents itself in Hilchos Sukkah. The Ramah in Siman Tofresh Lamed Tes is talking about the p'tur of mitzvah from the mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah. And the example is a case where it's raining, and therefore it would be very distressful for a person to have to eat his meal in a sukkah, so he's mitzvah and he's potter from sukkah. And this is derived from a drasha, teshvu. The pasuk describing the mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah says the word teshvu, which we darshan teshvu ke'in teduru, that you're supposed to sit in the sukkah in the same manner in which you would sit in your home. And just like in your home, you would leave the room if it was very distressful for you to have the meal there. And therefore, since we compare Yeshiva Sukkah to the meal that you have in your home, teshvu ke'in teduru, so too in your sukkah, if it's an atmosphere in which you would leave the room if it were to be your home, so too your potter from sukkah, and therefore if it's raining, you're not mechoyed to eat in the sukkah. Says the Ramah, there's an exception to the rule, and on the first night of sukkahs, there's no p'tur mitzvah, even if it's raining, you're mechoyed to eat in the sukkah. Now what's the pshat? What's the distinction between the first night and the subsequent nights? The Mishnah Berurah explains, the sheet of the Ramah is, it's actually a machlokes rishonim, but says the Mishnah Berurah, the shita of these Rishonim is that even though normally there's a p'tur of teshvu ke'in teduru, and therefore someone who is bitzar, who is mitzta'er, he's potter from yeshiva sukkah, however, on the first night of sukkahs, we have a gzir shava, tesvov, comparing it and learning out from Leil Pesach, where you eat matzah, and just like over there, it's an obligation that's unequivocal, there's no p'tur mitzta'er, so too, the mitzvah of Achila on the first night of Sukkot, there's no p'tur of mitzvah, and even if it's raining, you're mechoyev to eat in the sukkah because we learn tesvav from matzah. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, this is the subject of machlokes rishonim, and lamaisa some rishonim do hold that the p'tur of mitzvah applies even on the first night of Sukkot. And even if it's the first night of sukkahs, if it's raining, you're potter from sukkah. Because we darshan teshvu ke'in teduru. And if in your home, you would leave the premises. If it was raining, so too. In your sukkah, you're potter if it is raining. We have a drasha tesvav. That teaches us that the chiv is achilas kzayis as opposed to kebeya. We learn the sheer kzayis from matzah. But not necessarily do we expand that and include the application and the exception of mitzvah. And we don't derive that there's no p'tur mitzvah from matzah. We only learn from matzah the shear of how much you have to eat, which is a kazayis. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, some rishonim hold that you do have a p'tur of mitzvah even on the first night. And if it's raining and you go and eat in the rain, it could be your potter from sukkah. It could be you ate in a matzah where it's potter from sukkah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, therefore, since it's the subject of Machlokes HaPosek and Machlokes Rishonim, even though the Ramah's opinion is that you're supposed to eat in the sukkah, even if it's raining, if it's the first night, you can't make a bracha, because you should be choshesh for the other shittos in the Rishonim that you're potter from sukkah. And there's a gullion that says that the b'chal doesn't have a shame sukkah while it's raining. But at any rate, the Mishnah Berurah says that you shouldn't be making a bracha if you're eating the first night, because there are opinions that hold that you're potter from yeshiva sukkah even on the first night of your mitzvah. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, and this comes from a chiluk that the Chayyada makes, that if it's raining the first night of sukkahs, you shouldn't simply be machmer and eat in the rain, because according to some shanim, you're potter, and therefore you're not going to be able to make a bracha. Rather, l'chadchili, you should wait until chatzais, before, and hope that the rain will stop, and then you'll go and have the achil will take place in the sukkah, and then you'll be able to make the bracha. So the chatchili, you should wait until chatzos. We derive the shir of chatzos also from sukkahs, from Pesach. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah b'shem Chayyadim, that is the most optimal fashion of conducting yourself on Leil sukkahs. However, he says, other Pesachim say that no. Says the Shar Tshuva, and other Acharonim as well, says the Mishneh Berurah quotes them as saying that if it's going to be Minias Yom Tov, which is usually the case, that there's a whole family wanting to eat, then it's improper to make them wait, and it's improper to make them eat very late, and therefore, says the Mishneh Berurah, if it's a shaila of obstructing Simchas Yom Tov, if you're very hungry, or if there are people there, then it's improper to wait, and therefore, you should, in fact, make Kiddush either right away, like the Ramah, but the Mishneh Berurah then brings down a different Eitzah, and this is from the Elie Rabbah, that you wait, Shah, Shtayim, you wait an hour or two, you wait somewhat, and then you can make Kiddush in the Sukkah if the rain still doesn't stop. But at any rate, this is the Mishneh Berurah's Eitzah, that he first brings down from the Chayadim, and wait until Chatzos, and see if it stops raining, and then he says that if it's going to be a Minias Simchas Yom Tov, then perhaps it's not such a good Eitzah. He brings this down from the Shai Tshuva. Then he says, you wait, Shah, Ishtayim, you wait an hour or two. And if it still doesn't stop raining, you make Kiddush in the Sukkah. That's the Eitzah of the Ramah. But at any rate, this is the Hachra of the Mishneh Berurah. But then he brings down the Shai Tzion that if you have guests, you have Aniyim at your Suda, and they are hungry, then it's a Shaila of Baal Ta'acher. There's a concern that you're over on Baal Ta'acher if you delay the Suda in a significant way. And therefore, certainly if there are Aniyim present, there's a Chashash Baal Ta'acher, and you should definitely not wait to have your Suda until Chatzos. You should have it right away, and you shouldn't comply with this Eitzah of the Chayyad. Now, this Chavetz Chaim that talks about the Baal Ta'acher that applies if there are Aniyim waiting to eat the meal, and they're very hungry, this also coincides with a famous maisa of the Chafetz Chaim regarding his hanhaga every Friday night by Kiddush. The minig in most places in Klal Yisrael is you come home from shul, you sing Shalom Aleichem, you say Eishes Chayil, and then you say Kiddush. It's brought down in the Dvar Avram, the Kovna Rav brings down this maisa from the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim had the reverse order. He first would make Kiddush, and only afterwards, in the middle of the Suda, would sing Shalom Aleichem, maybe Eish Yisrael, but he didn't say Shalom Aleichem prior to Kiddush. And the reason that he gave was because this chashash Baal Ta'acher. What does this mean, Baal Ta'acher? Where does this come from, where this we have this concern being raised by Sukkah, and now the Chafetz Chaim also raised it by Kiddush? So the halacha is like this. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Dalet, says that if a person pledges to bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdash, to bring something to Hektish, the halacha is you have to deliver on your pledge. And there's an isser of Baal Ta'acher if you delay on your donation. And then Meila, if a person, let's say, says he's going to bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdash, he has three regalim. And if three regalim, three yamim taifim pass, and he still hasn't brought his korban, he's over on the isser of delaying Baal Ta'acher. And there's a tremendous machlekes over there, exactly how you count the three regalim. But the point is that there's an isser of Baal Ta'acher when it comes to the donating of a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash or something to Hekdash. And the Gemara says, Beficha zutztaka, the Gemara dashes that there's also an isser of Baal Ta'acher if you delay fulfilling a pledge to tztaka. And the Gemara says that the shir hadavar, the time frame for how quick you're over on the Isser of Baal Ta'acher when it comes to the giving of tzedakah that you pledged, is totally in if there's aniyim kamoch. If there's aniyim present and they're in need of your money, you're over on Baal Ta'acher miyad. If you have aniyim present, there's a need in front of you, and you delay, and you already had pledged, you're over on the Isser of Baal Ta'acher. That is the halacha. And therefore, it's something that's very pertinent. There's an isser Baal Ta'acher if you pledge money to tzedakah and a need arises and you don't give it. Now, the halacha clearly is, and this is already in the Gemara, that if a person, when being mafresh the money, when he separates the money, says, I want to give it out slowly over time, and I don't want to give it all one shot right when a need comes to my doorstep, there are more paskins, there's halacha and shulchan aruch, that works. And therefore, if you stipulate right when you pledge the money, that you don't want to give it all immediately, but you want to be able to decide as time goes by exactly how to distribute the money, that's perfectly legitimate, and you're not going to be over in Baal Ta'acher if you delay giving the money. Also, the halach is that if you're pledging to a tzibur and there's a gabay tzedakah, then the umdina is that you're not going to plan on giving the money until he comes to money from you, until he comes to be toiveya the money from you, and therefore you're not going to be over in Baal Ta'acher if a need arises or if you delay giving until that point. You're only mechayev when he comes and approaches you for the money, because that's the umdana, that you are only pledging to give the money once he comes and collects it from you. But al kopanim, there's an isser of Baal Ta'acher when it comes to tzedakah. If you have a clear umdana that you don't want to give it right away, so there's not going to be an oiver in isser Baal Ta'acher. If you stipulate clearly that you're not going to give it right away, you're going to give it slowly over time, also you're not going to be oiver in Baal Ta'acher. But aside from these cases, there's a shaila of Baal Ta'acher and isser deraisa. So the Chavetz Chaim in these places held that there's a chashash of Baal Ta'acher. If you have a hungry ani, he's coming to your meal, it's a shaila of pledging to tzedakah when you invite him to the suda, and therefore, if you unduly delay the suda, so let's say on Sukkot you delay to Chatzos, it's mamash shaila Baal Ta'acher, and therefore, in that case, you shouldn't be waiting till Chatzos to check that the rain has stopped, and therefore, there's no reason to unduly delay the suda, at least on Lil Rishayna of Sukkot, because of this chashash of Baal Ta'acher. And that's why the Chafetz Chaim had this minhag that he didn't say Shalom Aleichem before Kiddush. He first said Kiddush, only said Shalom Aleichem after Kiddush, because he was concerned that there was going to be a violation of Baal Ta'acher, because he had hungry, starving aniyim who came to Suda. He had pledged money to them by inviting them. And therefore, he was concerned about Baal Ta'acher if he were to delay the onset of the Suda. Maisa, most poskim say that at least when it came to the Seder by Kiddush, where the Chafetz Chaim was makbet to say Shalom Aleichem after the Kiddush rather than before, al Baal Ta'acher, most poskim assume that this was really just a chumrah, me'ikir adin, mistama, there wouldn't be a violation of Baal Ta'acher in this case. Because as we mentioned, if there's a clear umdino that the menadev, that the person donating or pledging to donate money, has that he doesn't want to give it right away, if there's a clear umdana as to the time frame for his distribution, then he's not going to be in violation of Baal Ta'acher if he delays until that point. And therefore, if a person usually invites a ani to his suda, and the minhag ha'olam is to say Shalom Aleichem before Kiddush, so it's not going to be Baal Ta'acher because it's the umdana that mistama, when he pledged to give this person food for the meal, the das was that he was only going to give it after first saying Shalom Aleichem, and therefore you're not going to be over in Baal Ta'acher if you delay. So Mestama, the Peskim say, the Chafetz Chaim's Hanhaga was really B'teres Chumra and Chashash B'alma, and not really truly done Me'ikra Adin.